Hello, yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. Okay, I'm not selling anything and will not ask you for a donation. Okay, can I speak with Paula Seeley, please?
That's me.
Okay. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purpose for the survey. Okay, let me open this up. Okay, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
I do.
Okay. All right, and generally speaking, do you think things in Phoenix, Arizona are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off the wrong track?
Getting off track.
Right, okay, wrong track. All right, ma'am, and I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. Okay, this area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer this as Levine. Is that
okay.
Definition clear, or do you need me to read
No, I
Levine
understand.
Area?
I
okay,
get it.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Okay, just for qualification purpose of the survey, what year were you born, ma'am?
That's a little personal for a survey, so I don't wish to answer that one.
No problem. Let me see if it let me go through. Okay.
You can't ask personal questions on a survey.
Okay, ma'am. And are you, is anyone in the household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. No one, right? Okay. All right, then, do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
I was born in America. That makes me an American. My race doesn't matter. I am an American.
All right. All right, ma'am, the reason we ask is because, you know, we do different quarters of service, but hey, let me go through, okay, no problem. Okay, overall,
okay.
How would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Would you say poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
It's poor.
Poor, okay. All right, ma'am, next I'm going to read you a list of things, you know, that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate me, you know, each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it would, you know, do a lot to improve the quality of life. Or you can use any number from 1 to 5. Higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine. Okay, more good-paying jobs, which is what number would you say from
5.
0 to 5? I mean, from 1 to 5.
5.
Okay, okay, more shops, retail stores, or commercial space for businesses?
I'd say about 3. Oh, no, I'd
3?
Say 5 because we need restaurants.
Okay, what about more parks and recreation opportunities?
5.
Better streets and road maintenance?
5.
More affordable housing options to rent or buy?
5.
Better public transportation options?
And we're okay, 3.
3, okay. More dining and entertainment options?
5.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, student, or homemaker?
Employed.
Okay. Okay, and then would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work, like, in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Too few.
Okay. All right. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Too few.
Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each one, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. Grocery stores and supermarkets, would you say yes strongly, yes somewhat, or no?
No.
Okay, what about restaurants, bars, entertainment venues? Would that be yes strongly or just yes somewhat?
Yes strongly.
Okay, what about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Strongly.
Okay, dollar stores and discount chains?
No.
Okay, no. Okay, what about doctor's offices and hospitals?
Strongly.
strongly. Okay? All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and in your own words, what types of stores or businesses would you like most, you know, like to see more in Laveen?
Retail stores, brick and mortar.
Okay, you said
retail, brick and mortar, restaurant.
Okay, retail
movie theater,
stores, right?
Yeah.
Movie
theater.
Okay.
Restaurants.
Restaurants, you said?
Yes.
Okay. And what else?
Better hospital.
Okay. And better hospital.
Yes. And more doctor's offices.
And better doctor offices, you say?
More doctor's offices, yes.
Okay. And okay.
Like more specialty care. Like x-rays, blood draws, CT scans. We need all that out here.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and switching gears a bit, okay, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? Would that be a very big problem,
Very big problem.
What about how much a problem is availability of housing in Laveen? That's very big problem, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Right, ma'am, we're almost done with this survey. I really appreciate your time. I know you could be doing something else, but you decided to help me. Thank you very much for your time, okay? Okay, and still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kind of housing for each. Please tell me if it would be a yes or no if you would like to see more of that, kind of housing in Laveen. Townhouses or attached homes? Yes, strongly, yes, somewhat, or no?
Yes, somewhat.
Yes. So what about housing options for seniors?
Yes.
What about multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums?
No.
Single-family detached homes?
Yes, strongly.
Okay. Thank you. And, and how long have you lived in Phoenix? Would you say less than 5 years, 5 to 10, 11 to 20, or more than 20?
20. More than
okay.
20.
More than 20, right? Okay. More than 20. Okay, and then do you currently own your home, rent your home, or
yes.
Are you living with friends or family?
Nope, I own it.
Okay, you own it, okay. Okay, now I'm going to read you some proposals, to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one, okay? The first one says repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Would you strongly favor that? Somewhat favor, somewhat
favor.
Opposed, or strong? Would that be strong? Okay. What about repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Sorry, what was that?
Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
Strongly.
Okay. Changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
Disagree.
I strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Oppose. No, that'll be
okay.
Fine.
Okay, what about changing zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood? Would that be a strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Somewhat favor.
Somewhat. Okay, what about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
Not a favor.
I'll be strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. Okay, and changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat opposed, okay. Somewhat
opposed.
Yeah. All right, thank you. Well, ma'am, finally, I would like just to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
College.
4-year college graduate or some college?
Graduate.
Okay. Okay, now what is your annual household income? You know, just tell me when
you
get to the
right
business.
Amount. I will not answer that one.
No problem, ma'am. Okay, now finally, strictly for verification purpose, but my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Paula.
Okay. All right, Paula. I really thank you for your time. This concludes our survey. Appreciate your
thank
help
you.
And you have a great evening. Bye bye.
Happiness and health. Bye bye.
Bye bye.